Please be seated. Abide with us, we sang. Abide with us. That is the Christian song and the Christian prayer of the ages. The prayer for always. Our prayer for tonight. Abide with us, we pray. Make yourself known to us. Give us a sign we cannot miss. Abide with us, we pray, whether we are ready for Christmas and overjoyed that the wait is over, or if we are not quite ready. Personally, I have a few more presents to wrap. Quite a few, I confess, and I consider it a bit of a Christmas miracle that our tree has been moved from the back porch to the living room and is actually decorated. And while our puppy has chewed off a few of the lowest branches, to his delight and ours too, the tree is actually still standing. It has been a season. It has been a year. But you know, looking through some of my favorite quotes from 2017, I found this from an astronaut, Paul Weitz, who died in October. Mr. Weitz, you may know, spent a month on the first manned Skylab mission in 1973, and he commanded the first Challenger flight in 1983. With all of his responsibilities, though, he said, "Nearly all my time in space was spent at the window, at the window." From up there, this fragile, precious earth must look astoundingly beautiful. An aura of mystery and life and hope orbiting around it and sustaining it. A sight you cannot take your eyes off. Such is the view, the sacred view we all long to have tonight, to see Bethlehem and all our towns and cities and homes, to see our world as the silent stars and angels might see them, filled with a wondrous love that transcends earthly powers and divisions and sorrows, a transcendent love that halts the impulse to violence and war by drawing people to the peace of its light, a love that meets greed with the irrepressible humility of a baby born in a manger. Just for a night, we long for that view. Because we know the world closer up is far from so idyllic. And so we come here and we search and we try so hard to find our way to Bethlehem, like so many hapless shepherds looking for the path to the place where we heard it said that Jesus lay in a manger. That mystical place where glowing parents gaze at their newborn son asleep on the hay, and joy harmony and amazement echo from there through the universe. That place where it is clear that all things are possible with God. We feel it deep in our souls, don't we? This longing for a sign of God's abundant grace. We feel it, this ache for evidence that God can and does break through. We feel it sometimes like the palpable presence of an absence. Something is missing, an internal or an external peace and assurance of a transcendent love. And this absence generates a restlessness that drives us to search, to reach, to grasp, sometimes in healthy ways and sometimes not, sometimes in extreme ways. Not long ago, a Norwegian explorer went looking for peace and quiet by walking to the North Pole. Now, 58 days of walking on ice for 17 hours a day in minus 70 degrees Fahrenheit is not my idea of a way to restore one's spirits, and certainly not on any of my lists of things I want to do in this life. I can't imagine a certain someone living on the North Pole and once a year flying around with presents on his sleigh for all the children. That's as far as it goes. But I understand the compulsion to set out and to explore. I understand the quest. Returning home after this and a second walk, solo this time to the South Pole, this explorer, who by the way has also climbed Mount Everest, pondered the power and the meaning of silence and reached out to a poet friend who wrote, "There is a love that no one remembers. It is the silence that speaks of this love." How we want to remember, to uncover and discover this love as if for the very first time. And so we sing and we give and we gather and we decorate, we cook, trying to unloose and experience it, trying to recall the awe that overtakes us in the presence of God's long-awaited promise come true. The promise that God does not forget us. What we celebrate tonight is that while we might not remember the wondrous love given so silently, God remembers. Wherever we are and whatever we are going through, God remembers. As many of you know, my mother slipped peacefully into eternal life just 11 days ago, after living with dementia for several long years. She was so fragile, confined to a wheelchair, cared for night and day by compassionate nurses on the memory care unit. was lucky that I visited her just a week before she died. And I sat with her and her fellow residents at the lunch table, trying to coax her into sipping her fortified drink and eating a few spoonfuls of her favorite ice cream. Not sure if she knew who I was or even if she knew who she was anymore. As we sat there, a nurse came over with a little slip of paper that had my mother's name on the top and a list of the food and drinks she was supposed to be served. Well, my mother picked up that piece of paper and studied it for a few seconds and turned to me and said, "That's my name. Don't throw that away." Don't throw that away. I wanted to linger there for a moment, but she said, "Well, get going." Don't throw that away and get going. Tonight we lift our hearts in praise for a God who would throw no one's name away. A God for whom everyone counts. From our first breath to our last beyond. A God who through the birth of Jesus gave us all a love that remembers. May it be so. Amen.